Hello, this is Peter Irish. I'm the CEO of the Barrett Group, and I'm speaking today with Vivek Agarwal, one of our senior career consultants, about recent activity in the executive career change market. Vivek, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Peter. Thanks for taking time and talking to me about TBG successes.
Well, thank you for all of the good work you do, Vivek, and it's great to hear your voice again. So,
yep, same here.
Thanks. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the unpublished market, because we both know that's where about 75% of our clients land by finding opportunities that are not published. I think you've had some recent success in that area. Would you like to tell me about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So to be very specific, let me talk about a situation with one of my clients. I'll refer to that client as Client R, just for reference. And the success story with this unpublished market is sometimes success happens in various ways. And networking from that perspective, hidden jobs, opportunities, it's like sometimes serendipity, we call it, stroke of good luck. But you have to play with it. You have to play to win and network to win. So client R was looking for a job and was actually successfully and gainfully employed with the company already. So he was literally, I mean, like, because of his frustrations with the existing position, he was looking for something outside. And that's why he came in connection with us. And the next step, of course, was to, we went through the standard process of interviewing and our 8-point program of published market, unpublished market, recruiter campaign, resume development, branding campaign, and all that stuff, wonderful stuff. And he executed quite well. But his frustration started to come when he was not landing. And he got a few interviews through the job postings, Peter, but he was literally not getting to the finish line. And so we talked about this unpublished market and also hidden job market through personal connections. And now, to add further complication to this was because he was gainfully employed, his attention, because networking is like planting a seed and nurturing that plant to grow. And then you enjoy the shade of the tree. And when the tree goes or this plant grows up, the fruits of the labor come out, right? So, but you have to fertilize and you have to nurture. And that's what networking is all about. So through the coaching and the personal touch of call it mentoring him through and in developing relationship, he found a job at Microsoft, and he has recently, in fact, despite COVID, where jobs are already scarce, he has got an offer, and he's about to accept. In fact, I think he has accepted the offer and is now landing, most likely in the next week, in starting a new job. Right
now, that's
he found
a great
and
story.
Discovered. Thank
Go
you.
Ahead. That's a great story.
Yeah. So he found this through his personal connection and he needed that extra nudge. Now, I call it beyond the 8-point program. There are things that TBG does and I'm very proud about delivering to that is we share, we maintain our focus through the ups and downs of the client's journey, that is. Sometimes he would be Mr. R would be very frustrated with the journey because time was of essence, and obviously, when the clock is ticking and when you're not landing, it's plus complicated by his putting his personal effort and time in the job search because he had an existing job. It's becoming difficult, right? And then, but it was just not talking about interviews then, talking about then time management practices, right? And this famous Stephen Covey's. Urgent versus important things. Planning, setting aside time for planning and executing. Right? And once he got that, and then he reprioritized his focus, he landed. Right. So it was a combination of using his hidden opportunities or suggesting him to network and using that to full potential. But beyond that also, the extra nudge of just getting the right focus through our time management principles that led him to the place he is or he's about, he's accepted the offer and he's feeling very proud about it.
Now, is this what level is this? Is it a vice president or what sort of level?
Yeah, so he was a vice president, actually associate vice president of data analytics at his company. This will be a consultation role, though. Consultation in the sense that I think they're negotiating the title at this moment of time. It could be a vice president or could be remain as a consultant of data analytics.
Mm-hmm. But okay. And but, did he get he got a step up financially as well?
Not sure 100%. I think what he is looking for, I think it may be about the same as what he was earning last time or in his previous company. But I think that's still in this COVID era, I'll say much better than taking a step down.
Now, you said he was unsatisfied in his last job, and that's what caused him to reach out to the Barrett Group, and that's a pretty common story. What sort of dissatisfaction did he have?
His relationship with the boss was not coming out that, you know, that well. Always a challenge, confrontation. And so he was feeling frustrated with his ideas he wanted to implement in his existing position and always receiving a pushback. And that's why he was looking for something elsewhere.
Okay. Well, I'm very glad that we could help him, and thank you for your patience in coaching him through his ups and downs. And it is hard. It's hard to keep focused, of course, when you're facing a lot of rejection or whatever else he's been experiencing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
Now, I understand you have another interesting case. I believe he's a pastor by practice who's been working in nonprofit. That's an unusual case. Tell us about that one.
Yeah. Mr. D is in Houston, Texas, and is a pastor at a church. And he was looking for something, of course, you know, very well educated with an MBA, was looking for more growing out of the nonprofit called church to maybe more, you know, maybe at a profit organization, for-profit organization, corporate, you know, like Intel's and Google's of the world. So his initial direction was in that, hey, can I get away from nonprofit to something which is, you know, more for-profit organization? So his journey started like that first. And however, as part of our discovery and looking at his core competencies and again, you know, the larger the deviation from where you are and where you want to be, the less or the more risk you have to take, right? And so, and you are okay to take the risk, but the hiring side becomes a little bit more skeptic in because it's not proven that you have done well. You have done well in the non-profit organization, but for profit like Google's and Intel's of the world, it's difficult for them to believe on and trust that you will be able to do exactly the same thing and be productive. However, so we started with that, got some good interviews in the beginning, but later on we realized that, again, serendipity, call it, through the navigation process, through our delivering our 8 elements of interviewing, discovering your focus, going through the interview process, we realized that maybe, you know what, a better thing would be a slightly lateral move into non-profit. So we started to look for other opportunities into other churches that are around, but also maybe non-profit organizations, including actually the universities, because university from education, from pastor, looking at his core competency, he was a good orator, he was able to talk to people very well and influence them. So again, the idea came that maybe he should become either look for an administrative role within a university system or maybe even a teaching assignment. And that's what we are working on right now. And I think he's getting some good leads. Right?
And I think you said that he's also starting to get some interviews, which of course help people maintain their enthusiasm during the process.
Yes. Absolutely.
That's great.
And so in that, again, you know, because he was taking a risk, sometimes we mitigate risk by having people refer us, right? In this particular case, recruiters came in very handy, that strategy of engaging with recruiters. And normally, well, typically, and I've seen you send out these weekly or as, you know, on a case-by-case basis, our recruiter positions that are being advertised by our recruiters. And he latched on to a couple of them, actually, and went through the interview process and has established actually good engagement with the recruiter, actually, good relationship. And now they're promoting him. And also, he's not landed just yet, but I think he's feeling very good about that particular aspect of recruiter campaign also.
Right. Well, that's excellent to hear. Glad to hear that you're making progress with him. I know, Vivek, I know you personally, you're a person of great personal warmth. And I know you provide a lot of moral support to our clients. Tell me more generally, how do you see the market at the moment? If you look at the headlines, it looks like it's all gloom and doom. What's your sense of what's going on in the executive recruitment market more generally?
Yep. So a very good question, actually. And thanks for asking me about my observation. Directly from our clients, what I'm seeing is that the job market is still there. But I see it like time shifted. What's happening is the positions are there, and actually it depends upon the company in the sense if it's a small size business or a large corporation. Say a large corporation would be a Microsoft or Google or Apple, right? Versus a small company, XYZ, ABC company, right? So, obviously, because small companies are much more deeply impacted because of the situation that we are in, because of their revenues, they're a little bit more cautious in extending offers. And hence, what I'm seeing is people are getting placed even in the smaller companies, but it's taking a little bit, it's a delayed start. So instead of starting, say, June 1st or second week of June, the offers that I'm seeing right now are for August, September.
Well, doesn't that mean basically that people need to start earlier in order to get those later offers? Like waiting absolutely doesn't seem to be a good strategy at the moment.
Yes, that's one. And the second is some of our clients are also, because I mean we are talking about senior executives. They're sharpening their skills, taking classes, things. If they're becoming much more competent. So say as an example, if you're good at business, but you want to also learn a little bit of programming to be software savvy, I'm seeing some of the clients also taking that as a, not as a stopgap, but as a, in the long term, becoming much more competitive as well as more marketable in the future.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Another string for their bow, so to speak.
Absolutely. So good metaphor.
If you had any, let's say, closing advice to people who are either waiting on the sidelines and have not yet begun their career search because they're afraid of COVID, or people who are out there and working on their own but not having the success that they wish, what would your advice to them be?
My the best advice, I'll say, is time is of essence. Unfortunately, time is ticking, right? And time is important. So, although external, the job market may be up and down, whatever the situation is, but you remain constant, right? So, value time and do something about it. From internal perspective, stay calm, but be persistent. Have a focus and just, make an effort to get there. Have a plan to getting there, right? So, this is the time for when you're in up, everything seems rosy. When they're down period, then we feel miserable, and hence that paralyzes us to take action.
And that kind of
one single word is action.
Right. Yeah, and that kind of closes the loop back to the moral support, because many people find it difficult to do that on their own. And it's a little bit easier if they have a coach, a person like you, for example, who is constantly there and available. Haven't you found that to be true as well?
Absolutely. And, I go beyond my normal call of duty to emotionally support through. And I know, external things do impact us internally too. But having a constant bouncing board or a platform on where you can, or a shoulder that you can lean your head on, that's sometimes good enough. Sometimes, you know, just provide that shoulder sometimes. And that's me, right? That's part of my coaching too.
That is definitely true. All right, Vivek. Well, thank you very much. It was great talking with you. And please stay healthy. And thank you for all of the great work you do on behalf of our clients.
No, Peter, thank you for giving me the opportunity to also coach. And this is great. And I'm enjoying every second and every bit of it.
All right, Vivek. Thank you very much. You take good care now.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.